Well, this pastor's thoughts and prayers is something that we added here for the online service, and a lot of times we'll take and we'll do thoughts and prayers and prayer requests and all kinds of things in the 11 o'clock service, and we're still meeting at 11 o'clock in person. Hope and pray that someday those of you who aren't coming to the face-to-face or in-person worship, that you would come. We're practicing all the guidelines. We have all the safety precautions in. We do social distancing, but I would just hope and pray that you can come and be blessed. The online thing is good, but there's something about worshiping in person. And we're talking about today praying. Praying to our loving Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, right? Well, you probably heard me talk about this at one time, and even living in Monticello and going to Thomasville periodically, you know, Flowers Bakery is up there. But when I was a kid, right after school, the bakery there, it was called Manbeck's Bakery, and that's when they baked their bread, and that aroma went throughout the community. Oh, what a wonderful thing. So, you got you thinking, who wants some bread just fresh out of the oven? I think all of us do, right? We put butter on it, it's really good. So, as we munch on the tasty goodness of that and enjoy the moment with our family and friends and a fresh physical bread, it's a blessing. Now, I'm not a perfect person, but I wouldn't give my grandchildren or my children stones when they were hungry for bread. And I don't think you would too. And Jesus used that example when teaching about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. Which of you, if your son or daughter asked for bread, would give them a stone? If then you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give gifts to those who ask him? Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 and 11. So why don't we pray? I try to pray every moment of the day. I talk out loud sometimes. People come up and say, who are you talking to me? No, I was praying. Okay. But we don't have to do it audibly. We just pray as we go in the quietness of our time. But perhaps sometimes we get just too busy and we forget to pray. Maybe we spend a few rush minutes with God over breakfast, or lunch, or perhaps what holds us back sometime in a deep-seated suspicion that, yeah, God isn't as good and loving as I thought he was, but he truly is. But we maybe haven't received answers to our prayer, and then we're disappointed, and it crushes our faith. I can assure you, God hears every prayer. And he answers every prayer. It might not be the answer we want, and we might not get it as soon as we like, but I can assure you, and I know if you look back on your life, you can see things that you were praying for that materialized or protected you from something one way or the other. And we're all that way. So perhaps this time, especially when we're trying with this COVID thing and so much stuff going on in the world, try to exercise your faith in prayer. And record not only your prayers and your requests, or also the answers. Like do a little journal and write down some of your requests. And then write down when you were answered or what happened. You may need to start out saying, you know, Father, I don't know if you're a good father or not, but I'm willing to ask for you for my needs. Well, each day, be aware of how God is with you and how he directs you in every step of your life. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight sometimes. And sometimes we depend on what we see when we're walking, but we got to walk by faith. And then you'll be able to confirm the words that the disciple John said. He said, what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. And that's what we are. 1 John 3:1. Remember that little song? Maybe you haven't heard it, but if you come to church, it's a little song that's just been in my spirit, and I sing it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. Little different version of that particular scripture. But I like what it says in this particular one, what God has lavished on us. You know, He's given us the gift of life, and we are so, so thankful. But Father, we pray for our country. We pray for all the things that are going on. We pray for our leaders. It's such a mess out there, and if we didn't have faith in You, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. And that's what I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans, that if we only had this life to look forward to, all the mundane things, all the trials and tribulations and all that, we'd be miserable. But praise be to God, because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the promised coming of His Son, we have hope. Hope. We thank You for that, Lord. So many things. You know, even in other parts of Scripture, You said, You being Jesus, God and Jesus, the same guy, you know, that in this world we will have trials and tribulations, but fear not. Don't be afraid. Jesus saying, I have overcome the world. Amen. So we're going to lift up prayers, and we thank You, and we'll pray a prayer of agreement with You. I don't know of any specific prayers today that we can lift up, but you can always go, if you want, on the website. Phil puts a copy of the bulletin on there. You can click on that, and you'll be able to see all the prayers that we have listed that people told us about. But more importantly, pray. The Lord taught us a prayer. It's not the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is over in John 17, where Jesus was praying for us. That's the Lord's Prayer. The prayer that we normally call the Lord's Prayer is a prayer that Jesus taught to His disciples when they said, Lord, what do You do when you go over there all by yourself? He said, I'm talking to the Father. What's that? Well, I'm praying. Oh, can we pray? Yeah. Would You teach us? Yeah. And then Jesus said, use this prayer that I'm going to teach to you as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. Now, sometimes we pray this prayer by rote, but think about this prayer and sort of like do a sentence diagram and diagram this little prayer, and then let your prayers be in same venue in the same way. But by rote, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good day. Hope to see you in church in person sometime soon. It's a wonderful thing to do these online things, but it's really so special to come and feast our eyes upon each other. Amen. God bless.